Hare Krishna. Okay, I have some questions. Madhava Toshani asks that, although it may be better to hand over the successive education of children to parents, but isn't it true that the parental love, parental affection for children is an essential part of their makeup and growing up? And of course the answer is yes, especially in the first formative years, 5-6 years, then children are solely and wholly with their parents. And when they, at least in terms of our Vedic culture and Srila Prabhupada's instructions, when they grow up, then their instruction is teaching, education is better to be handed over to some other teachers who also have to provide a loving atmosphere. They have to also love the children, which one would expect that they would be doing. As a matter of principle, because they're not being paid, they're doing it for free. They're doing it because it's something that they believe in, to help children become lovers of Krishna. And so, love is certainly something that children require. To grow up into healthy, balanced, and loving adults. They won't be able to do without that. On the other hand, love and attachment are also two different things. Nanda Maharaj sent Krishna to Mathura, and he was willing to accept the separation out of love. And then Vasudev sent Krishna away also to Gurukula out of love. So children need love and parents want to love. On the other hand, when the love is not for the betterment of the beloved, then that's called material attachment. So our children partly or wholly sense objects or emotional or objects to fulfill the emotional needs of parents, or are they actually devotees who we want to bring loving devotion out of at any cost? So for me, love is the latter, that one is willing to do anything and sacrifice anything. When Krishna left the gopis and then met them again, then they asked them, well, what kind of lover are you that you left us crying? And Krishna explained that I only did that to increase your love and in order to deepen your Krishna consciousness. So similarly, parents, and of course this is not something new, happened to me personally when my first year of high school, when my parents sent me to boarding school. Generally, for those people who were able to afford it, in not just Vedic culture, but throughout Europe, America, children would be sent to boarding school because the parents knew that they would get a better education, and they were willing to sacrifice the pleasure that they would get from being in the physical proximity of their children because they love them, and that's love. And I don't let my attachment actually overcome what's beneficial for, of course, the parents' growth as well, but here now we're talking about the children. So what's the best thing for children, and do we believe in what the best thing is? And of course we're a entity that's tradition-oriented, which means that we're looking backwards, we're not looking forward, we're not trying to keep up with modernity and ever changing trends and ideas and concepts, which means that there's no future. And generally you find out that what was supposed to be the standard of the past is now something that's not good or something that's bad. But rather we're fixed in absolute values, and therefore we have an absolute tradition. We don't need to change. So yes, children need parental love, but children need to be taught that parental love. That parental love also means that sometimes you are not in the physical proximity, you're not the person who's interacting with your children, but someone else is, who for certain reasons is more qualified to do so, or circumstantially better situated, let me put it that way, than you are. And that, of course, means that, yes, shouldn't the people that you're sending them be qualified? Yes, they have to be qualified educators, and as I mentioned earlier, they have to be dedicated to the mission of educating and making children into pure Vaishnavas. And so do the parents. Does simply biological connection make someone qualified to be a parent? What has qualified parents to actually parent? The experience that we got from our parents, which was certainly not Vedic, even if we're lucky for it to have been good and constructive, or is it something that we're, you know, reading in some kind of new parenting book, some new discoveries that some people have just made up and discovered, speculations. So parents also need to be qualified, and when we speak about that, obviously the teachers must be qualified and the parents must be qualified, and then, obviously, that there has to be a high, high level of faith in the protection that's being given to the children, because for the most part, even if their attachment is there, or that attachment is material between parents and children, they're trying to give them the best protection that they deserve so the children don't get exploited. And that same quality of protection needs to be given to them if they're in school. Now, in our Vedic culture, usually it was the men who were going there. But what about the ladies? Well, the ladies were trained at home, but the home is different than today's home. Once again, the home was the place which was the representation of generations, centuries of tradition, of Vedic tradition, of how actually ladies should become, girls should become ideal housewives for the most part, and how they should help their husbands. Is that current in the world today? Well, it's certainly not current from a Vedic perspective. And so once again, we're left to our own devices and the speculations that come from modernity. What do you do? What do you do in the absence of ashram gurukul, or even the ability to send children to school? Then parents really have to, obviously, they didn't bring their children into the world in some kind of vacuum. They were aware of what's available and what's not available. So, namo chayata samuthi tupnityum. Their responsibility then is that they've really qualified themselves to supplement all of the lack that the children will have, and to make sure that they get the best that they can. And that's love. Not that, well, there's no school, there's no ashram, so it's not my responsibility. No, it is the guru nasatsat, janani nasatsat, pita nasatsat. It is the responsibility of the parents. And love means that I do, however difficult it may be, I do the best for the beloved. In this case, I do the best for my children. May not be easy, but that's what it's all about. And of course, it's, as I mentioned already before, it's the same for teachers. They have to love doing that, and they love doing that not because they're getting paid. They love doing that because they're doing it voluntarily for the benefit of a particular principle, of a mission, a calling that they see. Deep topic, deep subject, can go on forever, but that's it for today. Hare Krishna.